What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
How y'all doing on this melodious Monday morning? Speaking of melodious, Cowboys beat the Saints and their fans out like they won the damn Super Bowl. And they going to Papa Do's. Shiggity. OMG. One mother game. That's the new OMG, y'all. One mother game. I sound like Samuel L. Jackson. One mother game. I'm not mad because Washington also won this weekend, y'all. Yes, indeed. Denzel Washington had the number one movie in the box office. Y'all didn't think I was talking about Washington, the football team. Hell no, we didn't even play yesterday, and I was still scared Kirk Cousins was going to throw some interceptions. But no, I'm talking about Denzel Washington movie, The Equalizer. It made $35 million this weekend. $35 million. Dollars this weekend. Did y'all see it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It was like Thursday night football game against the Giants again. Washington wasn't playing. Y'all know that saying y'all was saying, an old man got to be an old man and a fish got to be a fish?
Yes.
That's a mean old line. Well, in the movie, at least, you know, that's what I heard, because that line wasn't in my movie.
Oh, no?
Hell, Denzel wasn't in my movie, y'all.
Bootleg.
Yep, I got it on bootleg, and Forrest Whitaker played Denzel part, y'all. It wasn't the same Silver watching Forrest Whitaker kick ass with a lazy eye.
Oh,
I didn't know if I was watching The Equalizer or The Equalizer. Oh. I was waiting to hear that line, an old man got to be an old man and a fish got to be a fish. He never said it. He kept on saying, oh, man, I got something in my eye. Hey, did y'all hear Sarah Palin's latest?
Yes.
She was in D.C. speaking at a Value Voter Summit, and she tried to criticize President Obama, but she didn't know the address of the White House. She said, quote, they scream racism our way just to end debate. Well, don't retreat. You reload with truth, which I know is an endangered species at 1400 Pennsylvania Avenue.
1400.
Well, first of all, we know Sarah Palin's never been behind the wheel of a smart car. Secondly, we don't have to worry about her jumping over the White House gate. Hell, she could have asked Siri for the address to the White House. Everybody named baby mama know it's 1600. Ooh, I know John McCain white somewhere pinching his little arms. Y'all heard she called Roger Goodell and said she was going to be a character witness for Rice? Then she was like, who the hell is Ray? I guess all brown rice look alike, Silver. Congratulations to the proud grandparents to Bill and Hillary. Y'all heard about daughter Chelsea had a baby girl named Charlotte?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, that baby girl gonna need some therapy after hearing all those bedtime stories. Jay, what you think Bill's worst nightmare is gonna be? His granddaughter growing up to be an intern or dating a brother?